Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Vav in Maseches Kiddushin. I haven't mentioned in a while, just to mention again, Hakar Satov for the all the people at Project Sinai that are helping out to make sure that the daf is up properly and running and helping in this Harbatzas Torah effort, to Rabbi Butler and to all of the his team. Again, Hakar Satov is felt each day. Okay, we are on Nun Heim Abay, second to last line, but just to mention one thought that I didn't get a chance to mention yesterday. That is, yesterday the Gemara spoke about the Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim, where the Mishnah discussed, if you find an animal walking around outside Yerushalayim, what do you do with it? So the first opinion suggested that Shita Avra Oshia, you change the Kedusha, you switch his Kedusha, and in that way you save people from violating Me'ilah, and you bring a certain karbanos with that animal. The Gemara ends up rejecting that. Rabbi Yochanan says, how could you sin? You do a sin so that somebody else benefits, so they don't violate Me'ilah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. No, the shot of the Mishnah is that really you just have to wait until it gets a mum, and then you use that money to bring the various karbanos. It's just one thought related to Chatei Bishol Shizka Chaviracha, right? Sinning in order to be Mizaka, your friend, which is also known as the Sugya of Aveira Lashma. Doing an Aveira L'Shem Shemayim. So usually we don't do Aveira L'Shem Shemayim. We spoke about thinking of Chaim Yivalajin. It came up in last week's Parsha Shir, about the Avos were allowed in certain cases to do an Aveira, quote unquote, because they saw in Shemayim that it wouldn't have the toeles, the mitzvah wouldn't have the toeles that usually it comes with mitzvahs. So that's why Yaakov was able to marry two sisters, and Amram was allowed to marry his aunt, because that was an Aveira Lishma, because they weren't really mitzvah in the Aveira. What about post Matan Torah, where they're mitzvah in the Aveira? That makes it more difficult. So that's the sugya in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel of Yael, Eshes Chever Akeni, where Yael brings Sisera into her tent and ultimately kills him. That's all it says in the Navi. But if you look in Chazal, they darshan based on certain words in Shiras Dvorah. Amar of Yochanan, Sheva Bi'ilos Baal Oso Rasha Ba'Oso Shah. Right, that Oso Rasha, Sisera, lived with her seven times that day. Shenemar Bein Ragleha Kara Nafal Shachav V'chulu. So the Gemara calls that in Aveira Lishma. Gedola Aveira Lishma Mi Mitzvah Shalo Lishma. So the Gemara talks about Yael doing an Aveira Lishma. The Gemara says, didn't she get Hana from her Bia? So therefore, how could you call it a Lishma? So the Gemara answers, no. Kol Tavasan Shal Rasham Eina El Ra Yitzal Tzadikim. Right, anything good regarding Rishayim is not good regarding Tzadikim. Of course, the pasuk actually from next week's Parsha, where Hashem tells Lavan, don't you dare tell Yaakov anything, Mi Tov Ad Ra. Meaning even Tov is not allowed to be said. Anyway, that's the sugya of Yael. So the big discussion in the Achronim, in the Poskim, is in the Maharik, the Nota B'Yehuda, and the Chachma Shlomo. The Maharik, one of the early Achronim, has a tshuva, where he talks about Omer Mutter. Omer Mutter. If a woman does not know that the halacha is that you have to be loyal to your husband, doesn't know, she thinks this is an open religion, and therefore, you know, one is allowed to live with whoever she wants. So is that... is there an Isser Labayla in that case? Obviously, she didn't have Aveira. But is there an Isser Labayla in that case? So the Maharik, this is quoted in the Ramah and Ebene Ezer, says yes, there's an Isser Labayla. Because the Machayev of an Isser Labayla is the Maisa Merit against her husband. And this still constitutes a Maisa Merit. Laniyaz Daidi Nira De'in Lazu Din Shogeges Lahatir Labayla. Kivachi Miskavenis Limo Mal Be'isha Umizana Tachtav. Taloksev Ishis Kisista Ishto Marla Mal Bashem. Tulushtama Dafka Bechavenis Laisir Elamala Bo Mal Kasa. So it's still considered an Aveira, even if Omer Mutter. And then he branches out and says, I'll bring you another Raya, that even if you have no Kavana for the Isser, you're still going to be Asur Labayla. Again, even if he says it's Mutter to do. What Raya? Esther. Esther says in the Megillah, right? Kasher avadati avadati, and Chazal darshan in Megillah, just like I was lost from my father's house, I'm going to be lost from you, Mordechai. To an hashtav ones, hashtav ratzon, and she became also to Mordechai, right? Ki Esther lost a shum iser. Obviously, Esther didn't do anything wrong. Velo haya b'davar afilu ninu navera. She had some mitzvah rabba. She also latzila kol Yisrael. So she was. She was doing it, she was doing an Aveira Lishma, so to speak. She was doing it to save Klal Yisrael. And yet, she became Asura Labayla. And Chas V'Shalom Lomar, that there was something wrong with it, that she had the Shechina that was Shora on her. But the Shechina was Shora on her as she walked into to Achashverosh. So you can't say she did anything wrong, so she obviously did the right thing. But still, what can you do? There's an Isra Labayla. And he says the same thing you find by Yael Eshes Chever Akeni, where the Pasuk says all the great things that she did for Klal Yisrael, and yet she obviously was Asura Labayla. There's no right to this in the Gemara. But that he assumes. There's no difference between Esther and Yael. Both would be Asurim Labailo. That is the Maharik Shita, which is really a middle Shita, as we'll see in the Achronim. It's mutter to do the Aver Lishma in this case, but Asurim Labailo. The Node Yehuda is on one side of that, and the Chavosh Lam was on the other side. The Node Yehuda has a tshuva, where Chavon Al-Aslan, there was a caravan of people traveling in the forest, and one of the pirates said, "We're going to kill all of you." And one woman was able to go and seduce the pirate and get him to be mezana with her and save everybody in that case. So the tshuva was, the question to the Nobida was this, Ishi Asur Labaila? Ishi Asur Labaila, she was doing it to save everybody. So the Nobida Yehuda in that tshuva says, before you ask that, the question is, should she have done that? Is it mutter to violate? Right, Yahari Vayavar is one of the big three. It doesn't apply to women. But he assumes, in the case of that woman, maybe she shouldn't have even done it. I, Yael, that was Hatzalah's Kol Yisrael. If you're saving the entire Jewish people, that might be different. So the Yehuda has the tshuva, on the one hand, you shouldn't even do it in the first place. The Ma'arik is in the middle, where he says, it's Asur to do, but it's Mutter to do, but it's Asur L'Baila. The Chachma Shlomo is the third opinion, and he says, no, it's Mutter to do, and there is no Isser. There is no Isser L'Baila in that case. So the Chachma Shlomo is the end of Eben Ezer, Kufay and Ches. He quotes the Ma'arik, who compares Esther and Eishes Chev and Yael, and he says, Lechora Muchach Lahepech. I think it's different. He says, first of all, the fact that she's still called Yael Eishes Chev Arkeni. She was Asur Labaila, she wouldn't be called Eishes Chev Arkeni anymore. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? She's not Mutter anymore. She's Mufresh Makasiv. Umbezakazazazazazazaz, her sister, Bolo, Sakamapamim. Well, Matash and Asur Labaila. You don't find anywhere that she was Nerseris to her husband. Adarabba, me the Daika Devora Belashona. Me Nashim Baal Tuvo. Why is she still called that? She wasn't married anymore. Right, it must be that she's still mutter to her husband. And also that Gemara there in Nazir, which says, didn't she get Hana from the Avera? So says the Chachma Shlomo, if she's Asur L'Baila, how could the Gemara call that Mishani Me Avera? That wouldn't be called Hana. So therefore, Mahana Yeshlem Nasr Abaila. Balkarcha Muchach, the Lo Nasr Abaila. And therefore, there's a big difference between Esther and Yael. What's the difference? Nearly lechali to lo tiksha me Esther to Hassan be Esther to lo nipsha chameaznus gufa tovas Yisrael. Amazing. What's the difference? By Esther, did she know that if she went and with Baratzon with Achashverosh, was that automatically the Hatzala? No, she was going to live with him, get on his good side, invite him to a couple of parties, and eventually. So there, it's not dafka. One thing is direct leading to the other. So that's why she became Nerus Yisrael Zabaylo, because you can't halachically connect the dots so much. Yael, she's going to kill this guy. That's it. That's going to be finished. So that's why she was not Nerus Labaila, and it was Ones Mamish, Umuteres Labaila, V'chilek Zed Nachun, Bar Ladina. He obviously didn't have a Ma'arik in front of him, because he only had the Ma'arik quoted in other sources, because the Ma'arik himself said there's no difference. He quotes the Ma'arik and says that I think Yael would be different. So this is three sheets in terms of Avera Lashma, as we discussed yesterday. If you want more, you can look at the Meshul Chachma on the Haftorah in Parshas B'Shalach, which is the story of Yael here in Shoftim. Okay, that was finishing up what we did yesterday, and now we are up to Nun Hama Bay, second to last line. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein lochem behema b'mos ma'aser sheni. One is not allowed to buy an animal with money of ma'aser sheni. Rashi explains, we're talking about a case where somebody redeemed their ma'aser sheni, and now they have money, they're going up to Yerushalayim. The halacha is you're not allowed to buy anything outside of Yerushalayim. You have to use the money to buy something in Yerushalayim. The Brisa says, the Tosefta says, you're not allowed to buy an animal with money of Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. What happens if you do? We'll see in a minute. But what's the reason you're not allowed to buy an animal outside of Yerushalayim? So Rashi quotes two reasons. Number one, based on a pasuk, v'tzarta hakesef biyadecha, right? You have to take the money in your hand, right? And you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Buy there. Va'od shematachish ba'orach haderech. Number two, maybe the animal's going to become weak on the way, on the walk, so better to buy an animal once you're in Yerushalayim. It's going to come weak, and then you're going to lose Ma'aser Sheni money, because it's going to go down in value. Right, so the post can point out that the first reason is a Din D'Oraisa, and the second reason is a Din D'Rabbanan. It's a big difference between the two. We asked the Pnei Yeshua, once he had the Din D'Oraisa, what do you need the Din D'Rabbanan for? It's a Din D'Oraisa, v'tzarta kesef miyadecha. So what do you need the Din D'Rabbanan for? So the Pnei Yeshua says, I'll come up with a case that the Din D'Oraisa might not apply. Where is it? This is, no, in Hamabes. He says, what do you need? which is the phrase the Gemara uses to say, once you have line 1, which solves all your problems, what do you need line 2 for? So you have a Din D'oraisa, why a Din D'rabbanan? So he says, maybe according to the first reason, it would still be mutter to buy a behema temima, which could be used as a carbon shlamim. That's not a violation of a tzadak esam yadecha, because that's what you're going to do in your slime anyway. So you would be able to buy a carbon, which is a tam, which could be used for a shlamim. But still, you have the second reason. The second reason would still apply, even if you buy a behema tam. So that's the Pnei Yeshua, just saying why Rashi would need the second reason. Tosas quotes the third reason, based on other Gemaras. Middle of Tosas Ein, at the fifth line, L'chei Nira L'ri, L'farish, T'hainu Taim Adein Lochan Behemos, Gzera Shem Yegadel Adar Madar. After you get buy your animal, that's your shlamim, you might think, hey, this is a nice one. Let me try to get some offspring from this animal, and then maybe I'll bring it up to your shlamim. So maybe you're going to delay. Maybe you'll want to make some herds. So three reasons, 2 in Rashi, 1 in Tosfos, for this Tosefta. So again, so you can't buy animals outside of your shlamim with your Maaser Sheni money. What if you did? V'im lakach, if you did, yachzru damin limkoman. So then the sale retracts. It's not a good sale, but the evet, if you did it b'shogeg, if you weren't sure, you didn't know this was Maaser Sheni money, and you used it anyway, so the deal retracts. Why? Rashi explains, because it's a mekach tos. If you would have known this is Maaser Sheni money, you wouldn't have bought the animal. Second line of Rashi, mekach tosu. She liyada she'd most Maaser Sheni lo yalokha. You wouldn't have bought it. So it's a mekach tos on the side of the kone. You look in the Ritva here, he says the opposite. It's a mekach tos on the side of the mocher. If he would have known, right, if he would have known that this was Maaser Sheni money, he wouldn't have sold it, because what is he going to do with this money outside of Yerushalayim? What's he going to do with it? So that's why it's the Mekatos mitzad the mocher. Anatzad, the Elohav Yad, the mocher, the most Maaser Sheni, lo hayarotze. Because he doesn't want to have to shlep it out to Yerushalayim. So that's Beshogeg. So Mekatos mitzad wanted them. Bemazed, what if you bought an animal with Maaser Sheni money outside of Yerushalayim? Bemazed, so then ta levetocha b'makom. Then you gotta bring the animal up and eat it in Yerushalayim. You have no choice. You gotta bring it up. Meaning that the sale is valid though. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bamed Rav Amurim. It's important that it's Rabbi Yehuda. That's gonna be the key. When do we say this halacha applies? That what? That b'mezid, you have to bring the animal straight up to Yerushalayim. B'miskavin v'lochach t'chilo l'shem shlamim. If you davka bought it to be a carbon shlamim, so then you bring it up to Yerushalayim. Aval b'miskavin lahutzi mos ma'aser sheni l'chulin. But if you had in mind that you're going to buy this animal and you're going to use this animal for chulin outside of Yerushalayim, when you're going to do an avera, that's what it sounds like. Pashtus Tosas asks, how could we be talking about somebody who's doing an avera? But let's go with Rashi's pshat. That's what you did. You had kavana to be mechala the kedusha, just use this animal outside of Yerushalayim. Bein shogeg bein mezid yachzru damin lemkomam. So then it doesn't matter. Whether it was shogeg or mezid, you have to return the money, meaning the sale does not go through. If you had kavana to be mechal of the kedusha, the sale does not go through, and yachzru damim lim koma. Okay, so that is the brisa. Ask the Gemara now, but how can we just say here that if you use Maaser Sheni money according to Rabbi Yehuda, remember Rabbi Yehuda talking, and you did it b'mezid, the sale does not go through. Yachzru damim lim koman v'anatanaba. What about back to our Mishnah? What does our Mishnah say? Rabbi Yehuda omer b'mezid kiddush. What do we just have? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that Maaser Sheni is mamon hedyot. Not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda was a mamon hedyot, and therefore if you got married with Maaser Sheni money, bishogeg, maybe we could say you didn't want to, so that's why it's not going to work, but b'mezid it works. So why not here? Why not here? You machal the kedusha. You should say the kedusha leaves, and this animal you could use it outside of Yerushalayim. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, no, there's a difference. Isha yodas she'ein mos ma'aser sheni mischalan al yada. The woman knows when she gets ma'aser sheni money that she knows what to do with ma'aser sheni money. She'll bring it up to Yerushalayim. She'll use it in Yerushalayim. That's why there's no the sale goes through, and we're not kones at all. We don't make any fine. Volo v'ochal to Yerushalayim. She'll take it to Yerushalayim. The seller though here. The seller, though, you know, how could we assume that he's going to, you know, to do that, right? Look at Rashi says the contrast. I have a first wide line around. She have a mocher zayodesh amos mischalos abahema. The seller knows that this money is mischalel. V'chulin hein biyado, and they are chulin, and your animal is now outside of Yerushalayim. But Avraham lifnei Avraham lifnei mechshol. He's going to lifnei Avraham. End up with a problem here. In the case of the woman, so she gets Maaser Sheni money. Nothing's wrong. Right, she's going to bring it up to Yerushalayim, fine. But here, what's going to happen? The seller of the animal, you have an animal now that doesn't have any more Kedusha. The money that he has, and he's going to violate Lifnei Iver, because now he's going to have helped you, you know, violate, you know, be Mechalal the Kedusha. Should we stop here for a second? Yes. The Pnei Yeshua asks on this question. What was the whole question the Gemara asked? How could Rabbi Yehuda say, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, b'meizid, you can get rid of the Kedusha Meister Sheni money, while here, in this Tosefta quoted, he says not. Maybe there's a difference between Mamon and Kedushin. Maybe there's a big difference. If you're just doing a transaction, a sale, so that we know there's a principle called Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. So Bezen controls, you know, who owns what money. So there we could say the sale doesn't go through. You try to buy a cow with your Meister Sheni money, tough. Bezen says the transaction doesn't go through. Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. But maybe by Kiddushin they weren't ready. By Kiddushin they weren't ready to say it's not a good marriage. They didn't want to ruin the whole thing. So Gemara says, how could you say one here and one there? Maybe they weren't ready to say the sale doesn't go through. The kiyag av nashkan tuba defker bezin hefker mashenki be kedushin amai pshitalei to live to the kedushin the other abba bechol duchti machshashas miikem miti to me the rice have a kedushin, right? So why would you say that? And I, why don't you say the principle of kinu lo rabbanu kedushin minei, like the marasad is put together with of hefker bezin hefker. So the Pnei Yeshua has an important line. You can only say that where Chazal said it. The hechad lo itmar lo psika milsa, right? Where the Chazal didn't say it, then you can't say it. So the Pnei Yeshua answers, you have to say it's some kind of, extension. It was an extension which Gemara is going to answer anyway. But that's a very important line where the Pnei Yeshua says, you can't say Afkenu except where Chazal said it. Is that really true? Does everybody hold that way? There are some Rishonim that seem to have used Afkenu. Some Rishonim, meaning that from the Gemara. The Rashba has a tshuva, two tshuvas, well, at least one of them. He was asked about a Shaila where there was a certain widow that one of her friends went into her house one day, gave her a sitter, said, Hari, I'm kudashli besitter zukas blazer v'yisrael, and ran out of town. That was the case. And he went and he told the sofer to record a document that, anyway, and he brought two witnesses with him. And he told the sofer to record what happened, and the Almana comes to the Rashba and says, I don't want to get married. I don't know what this guy threw the... I was quiet at the time, but I never wanted to get married. And now people are saying that I need a get, and he's not around. I don't know what to do. So the Rashba says, Be'emes hadasno senes shenog bazeh minag ramos. Ve'inim kudeshes. You should say it's not a marriage. He came in, he threw the sitter at you. It's not a marriage. Ela shemach was chomer ha'arayos v'ha'idios ein anu yucholam ladun bahen ba'omen hadas. But I don't know what to do here, said the Rashba, because we're talking about Ish Zish. We're talking about a serious business. You didn't throw the sitter down right away. I would assume that, you know, you have to get a get, and I'm going to try to get the guy to give a get. But you know what? When we find the guy, we should be konis him with money. And we should hit him. And we should be konis him beguf. If you have enough power. And then he says, and if you want to make any type of law for the future, that would be possible. Get the bezin together and say, anybody who does this type of marriage, it will be null and void from today. Afke inhu. V'afkiu me'ata v'yad olam o'ad zman she'yirtzu kol mamon she'yinazin l'shemisha, etc. So he uses afke inhu in that stage. And the Rivash also in the Tshuva, in Shin Tzadik Tes, also has a similar case where people were getting married in an inappropriate way, and he had the questioner asked the Rivash, maybe we can't say Afke Inu. Shelo Nemer Advar Meladaitet Rabbanah Shiyu Gedolim B'Chachmo V'Minyan. Avol Bizman Hazeh Shachacham Nidonah Kehadyotos Ein Koch B'Yadam Lafkir Momon Acherim Koshken Lafkiyah Kedushin. So, and he only say Yiftach B'Doro Kishmua B'Doro regarding Talmud Torah, not regarding Psak of Afke Inu. So the Rivash answers, no, we do have the power. Yocholim B'nei Ha'ir Lasos B'Neim Takanos U'Gedarim V'Askamos V'Liknos Ha'Over Alei Midin Torah. And you can get rid of certain Kiddushin. And you know why? Because this is even better than the times in the Gemara. Because in the Gemara, it was all a marriage that you're trying to get rid of. All these cases that we're talking about, says the Rivash, is preventative measures. Making a law today, so if anybody does certain behavior in the future, it doesn't get off the ground. That's easier than what was done in the Gemara. Right? All the cases of the Gemara was about, we're not going to let a Bittul HaGet go into effect. We're not going to let an ones go through. All the cases were about, there was a marriage for 20 years. The question is, did the marriage end? So Chazal could say the marriage did not, the marriage ended. Right? Because of Afke Inu. Right? So all those cases are about whether it's a previous marriage. But says the Rivash, in all these cases, it's easier for us. Where you don't get l'charchila, and therefore it would be allowed. And then the last tshuva, the last paragraph of the tshuva, after five pages, avolamaisa ha'isi chochek l'hachmir v'loy ha'isi somech adai tizel l'chomer ha'inyin l'otzia b'lo get in lo baskamas kochach v'galilos, as long as the other rabbanim agree with me. Kihechei de limtin sheyavo me'amikshura. So again, Meikar Adin, he says it's okay, but at the end he says I'm a little scared, and therefore I wouldn't do it. Halacha l'maisa, using afkeinu bisman azeh, generally we don't. The Rama says beferish in Eben Ezer in Simin Chaf Ches that he quotes this tshuva that if you make a rule, if the kila makes a rule, they should not. Let me just find it. You cannot allow afkeinu to work. So again, if remember a couple of years ago there was a controversy with certain rabbanim were trying to use afkeinu by the kedusha ketana cases. There's some terrible tragedies with kedusha ketana cases. It's very hard to use afkeinu. We're not supposed to use kedusha ketana nowadays either. But afkeinu is very challenging to use bizman hazeh because the poskim say it should not be used. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So again, the Gemara said, don't we have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda? If you use the Meiser Sheni money, does it lose its Kedusha? Do you say it works or not? Our Mishnah seems to say it works. The Tosefta says it does not work. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference. In the case of the Tosefta, in the case of the Mishnah, the woman knows, and therefore she'll bring it up to Yerushalayim. There's no downside saying it works. But in the case of this selling, there is a downside, because he's violating, the Mocher is violating Lifnei Iver, says Rashi. Because the Lokeach knows that the Kavana is that he should eat it in his own city. Right, he's going to eat it in his own city, so the Kedusha is going to go from the money to this animal, and he's going to eat it in his own city, and therefore, it's going to be a problem. Matzgal Rabbi Yirmiyah, 1 minute. But we have a problem. Non-kosher animals, servants, and land. Everybody knows that you can't use your Meiser Sheni money to buy any of these. Vitznan, and we learned the mission in Meiser Sheni, in Lochem Behema, Tamei Avadim Vekarkos, and Meiser Sheni, Afilu Bishalayim. You can't buy those things even in Yerushalayim. V'im Laka, and if you did, Yochal Kenegdan. What does Yochal Kenegdan mean? The buyer, right, has to take other money. The owner of the original Meiser Sheni money, take other money and say, wherever the money is that I gave to the seller, that Kedusha is Mechula on this new money, and use that for Meiser Sheni money. Meaning, we, in that case, we are worried, right? We are worried that that the seller will, well, let's go backwards. In the case, the stira is, in the case by the woman, we assume that she's going to go through Yerushalayim, no problem. But in this case, we don't assume that, even though everybody knows that you can't use your Meiser Sheni money to buy land and avadim and non-kosher animals, we do not assume that the seller of these items is going to use the money strictly in Yerushalayim. So what's the difference between the woman, who we assume is going to use in Yerushalayim, and therefore the marriage would kick in and be good, versus this other seller? You're right, usually we don't assume that people can use it in Yerushalayim. We're talking about an Isha Chaveira, the wife of a Talmid Chacham, or maybe a Talmidah Chacham herself, and therefore we can assume that she's going to go up. The Yada, that she knows. She knows the halacha. Amar Mar, finishing up. Imlok on Yochal Kenegdan. What does this last Mishnah say? That if you bought any of these, then we make you take other money and change the Kedusha onto that money, so you don't cause any problems in the seller's money. V'yamai. Or even before that. I'm sorry, I forgot one point. Tosfos here, the bottom Tosfos deals with a problem. You're not allowed to be makdish something that's not in your rishus. Gemara says in Baba Kama, Rabbi Yochanan, Gezel v'nos Yashua, b'ilam shneim en yichon lakdisho. If somebody steals something from me, and then I want to be makdish it, I can't. Because it's not in my physical possession. I can only makdish something in my physical possession. So the question is, here, how could I be mechalel, Tosfos, the Kedusha, the money is in your rishos, and I'm trying to, wherever it is, it should go, if it's in my rishos, I don't know where it is, and I say, wherever it is, it should be mechalel on this, then fine. But if it's in your rishos, then how can I change the Kedusha from something in your rishos onto my money? So Tosfos has two answers. Answer number one is that you're right, it's not really working. This is just an extra knas. You know, you messed up, so we make you take more money and give in Meiser Sheni Kedusha. Six lines for the bottom, that's the Riva. Rabbi Meir says, Shiny Hacha. No, there's a big difference. Because here, the Mocher obviously would want you to do it. So it's Zachan L'Adam Shlo Bafanav, Zachia Mitam Shlichus, Tosis quotes Lashitaso from earlier in the parak, and therefore, it works Midin Zachia. That's a second answer. A third answer, though, is the Ritva, a much discussed answer. The Ritva here says, you know why it's allowed? Buy a gazlan, he doesn't want to give it back to you. So that's why it's not considered in your rishus. But if something is not in your rishus, but the person would give it back to you if he was here, so that's called birshuscha. It's a big discussion, lumdis. When is something called birshuscha? If it's not in your rishus, but if the other guy would be here, he would give it back to you, is that called birshuscha? We discussed that a little bit a couple of weeks ago in by the case of Milva, Mekadesh Milva Mekudeshes. There's a balamor that says if he's ready to give it back, then it's considered Bershoscha, and you can be Mekadish with it. Right? So the same thing here, that's the Ritva. So it's considered, if the second the because here he would give it back to you, it's considered a Pikadon. An object that I gave you to watch. And the halacha is by a pikadon, I can be makdash it. Because the rule is called hecha de'isa, bershusa demari isa. Wherever it is, it's considered in the rishus of the owner. And therefore, it's not like a gazlan. That's the sheet of the Ritva. The Ksos asks Akash on the Ritva. He quotes it as the sheet of the Tosfos Rid, but all the notes on the bottom point out it's not a Tosfos Rid here. It's a Ritva here. That 1 minute. The case in Baba Kama that's spoken about comes up sometimes the Maisa. Is a case where aniyim, poor people, took some leket shikha peya, and it ended up that it was arla. It ended up that it was some usser item. So, not, it wasn't arla, because arla would never, you can't change the kedusha. Arla is usser, arla is usser. I think it was meister, meister sheni maybe, what, it was some other, something else with kedusha. So there, the Gemara says, you can't switch the kedusha, even though the aniyim took it. They would give it back to you if they were here. They would give it back to you because they don't want to violate the Isser, and yet it's still called Einib Rishuscha. So that's the Ksos leaves the Ritva B'tzarach Ian regarding that. But this comes up in Lamaisa. Let's say somebody, I just asked last week, asked Arla questions, something new. So, right, so you plant an Arla tree, so now people are still in the I'm going to go take it because it's Shemitah. If you see, it's an older tree. It's Shemitah, so I can go in there. But the post can point out, you have to put up a sign. If you have an Arla tree, you gotta make sure people don't take it if it's Arla, because you have to make sure that you don't, even though it's Shemitah, Arla wins out. Anyway, those are three Shitas in the Rishonim, or two in the Tosas, one in the Ritva. How is it that you could change the Kedusha? We have to talk about your Ravai case afterwards. Amar Mar.
It's not Ravai.
Fifth year, okay. The Estrogim. Okay. Amar Mar. Im lokach yochal kenegdan. So again, the second to last line. We said before, if you bought one of these non-kosher animals, avadim, so then you have to just take other Maaser Sheni money and change the Kedusha. But what do you mean? Why don't you just say the whole sale, you know, is null and void, like we said up above. Why do you say you have to take off more Maaser Sheni? Say the whole deal is null and void. Amar Shmuel Kishab Barach. One of the cases where the seller is nowhere to be found anymore. So nowhere to be found. He ran away. Baruch Hashem, right? After the middle, I'm ready after my base. Kishab Barach. The time of the Barach. So the only reason, one second, we said is that he already ran away. Halo Barach, Katsina Lamocher. But what do we mashma? That if he wouldn't have run away, we would make a knas on the seller and force him to return the money and take back his item? They're going to say Lokeach. What do you mean? Why don't we just make the Lokeach? Make a knas on him. Why don't we just make a knas on him and make him be Machal of the Kedusha differently? Don't make the sale go back. So the Gemara says no. Lav Achbara Ganav, Elachura Ganav. Right? The Gemara says a mouse doesn't steal. The mouse hole makes the stealing possible. Meaning, he wouldn't have been able to do the Aveira of getting rid of his Maaser Sheni money if the other guy wouldn't have sold him the animal. The Gemara says, boy, a minute. The lo achbarach gura my covet. But if there was no mouse, what good is the mouse hole? Meaning, the mouse is the ikker. Right? So the Gemara answers, right? Gemara, okay, leaves the mouse marshal. Mistavra. No, it's logical that wherever the usur item is, that's where we will have the knas. So in the case of the non-kosher animal or the evet or the karka, so that still has kedusha, right? The didn't work, so that's why we would be konis the mocher in that case. Okay, mas nisan. Here we go. Now we have a mishnah that has a whole list of isurei hana'a. And the halacha is, if you're makadish, if you try to get married with isurei hana'a, it's not going to work for one of three reasons. Either because you, the chassan, has to give something of value to the kala, and therefore he's not giving her anything of value. B, the kala has to receive something of value, and she's not receiving something of value. Or number three, it could be a reason, even if somehow they're able to use it, there has to be a maisa nesina. And it's not called giving, the act of giving. Meaning you focus on the chassan, the kala, or the act itself might not be good enough. If you remember the ksos we discussed a number of times, a get can be written on Isurei Hana'ah. Can't be written on Isurei Hana'ah, the Gemara says. Why? Because the Ksos says that's a Nesina and not a Kinyan, in contrast, in Siman Reish. But the Nesina by Kiddushin might be somewhat different, and therefore it would not work. That's what the Ksos suggests also there. So, Makadish Ba'arla. What? And Shavapruta. You have to give a Shavapruta, and it's not worth a Shavapruta. Right. Hamakadish, you can't get a Shavapruta's worth of usage. So, Makadish Ba'arla. If somebody tries to get married with Arla, with Arla, the fruit of the first 3 years, which is Asur bi Hana'a, bi Kilai HaKerem, right? Tries to get married with Kilai HaKerem, Kilayim, that's from your vineyard, from your vintage. That's also asur pa'anah. Not all kelayim are asur pa'anah. We mentioned there are five types of kelayim. There's kelayim in your clothes, that's shatnez. There's kelayim, kelay zraim, which is any mixture of two growths, but not a vine. That's kelay zraim. That's not asur pa'anah. That's just not allowed to do it. Kelay zraim, kelay akerem, and then the two types of kelay behema, cross-breeding and cross-working. Those are the five types of kelayim. So kelay akerem is the one that's asur pa'anah. Bishar HaNiskal, an ox that kills someone, that is on death row, that you're going to kill him. Bishar HaNiskal is also Asur Ba'anah. The Egla Arufa, the case of the anonymous corpse where you broke the neck of the Egla, of the calf, in the valley where it was never worked. The Egla Arufa, Parsha Shoftim, that's also Asur Ba'anah. Bitsipari Mitzorah, the birds used in the Mitzorah process, we'll talk about that in the coming days. Bezrat Hashem, Ubiseir Nazir, the hair of the Nazir, which is thrown under the pot of his Shlamim, the Shalmi Nazir, in the base of Mikdash. So that hair, you can't make a wig out of it. Upeter Chamor, Petachamar. What's the Petachamar? You have the donkey is the only non-kosher animal that you have to do something with its firstborn. You have to take the firstborn, and the Petachamar Tiftevse. It's also Bahano, you just have to be poted with a sheep and give the sheep to the Kohen. Ubasar Bachalov, Basar Bachalov is also Bahano, and Chulin Shenishkutu Bazara. All these cases, Chulin, you have a regular animal that is shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, all those are Eina Mukudashas. You try to get married with any of these, it will all not be. The marriage won't kick in. Machron v'kidesh, and if you did, b'dmehen, with their money, meaning, let's say you changed the kedusha, you switched, you sold some of these for money, so then mikudesha, so then that money you can use. Why? Because halacha by all these things is that it's not tofes dama, meaning arla is forever arla. And if you try to sell arla for money, the kedusha, the quote-unquote isra of arla doesn't transfer. By all these items, we'll get to certain items that transfer, Shvias and Avodah Zarah. But all these items do not transfer, therefore if you use the money, it's Mekudeshes. Machlokas Rishonim, can you use the money L'chadchila? So Rashi and Avodah Zarah says no. Rashi and Avodah Zarah says no, it's still a Bizayan. But the Ritva here says L'chadchila, you can use them. The Lashon of Kidesh, but the Yevet is Lav Dafka. Okay, a couple of points on the Mishnah.
Who are you selling it to?
What do you mean?
Machron, who's buying
it? Doesn't matter. Let's say somebody, you sold him. Somebody, you sold it to somebody.
Is there
Kedushin
or Arla?
There's Isser and Arla. Arla is Asur.
What about
Kelei Karim? Kelei Karim is Asur. You have to burn it. Right, so all these are Asur Ba'anah. Like the guy, whoever bought it, I don't know, maybe it was a show gig.
Sell to a non-Jew.
Sell to a non-Jew. The question is that called Hana? Is that called you're getting Hana?
You're getting money for it.
Right. So that's called Hana. Okay, a couple of points. Number one is Tosfos. Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Mekadesh asks, what about, why in all these cases is she not married? She could get Hana'a Shelo Kederach Hana'aso. Yisurei Hana'a, let's say something else about Hana'a to me, but what if I get Hana'a Shelo Kederach in an unusual way? Something that's usually eaten and I smear it on me. It's Shelo Kederach Hana'aso. I eat something that's usually cooked raw. All those are Shalak Kederach Hana'aso, so you can get Hana that way. It's not the ultimate level of Hana, but can you get Hana that way? And therefore, it's a Shavah Pruta. So the Tosfos has two answers. Either, first answer is that no, all these Yisurei Hana are not going to give her a Shavah Pruta's worth of Hana. So that's answer number one. And answer number two is that she wants to get Hana the right way, the regular way. And therefore, if she can't, she doesn't have Smichas Das to get married if she's not going to be able to get Hana the right way. That's Tosfos. The Ritva, and it's important that Tosfos does not say what the Ritva says, the Ritva on this blot is, you can't move without him. Can't move without the Ritva. I mean, in general in Kiddushin, but especially on Daf Nun Vav here, the Ritva, every paragraph here is crucial. The Ritva has a third shot, he says no. By Yisuri Hana Doraisa, getting Hana Shelo Kederach Hana'aso is still in the Siddur Rabbanan. That's the Ritva's pshat. Getting Hana Shelo Kederach Hana'aso is still Asur Midur Rabbanan. And therefore, Lamaisa, she can't get Hana from it. It's very, very important for, let's say, Yom Kippur or a Chola, right? It's still Asur Midur Rabbanan, Shelo Kederach Hana'aso. And then he says, but 1 minute, why is this different than if I get married in front of Edom Sulam? Edom Sulam Midur Rabbanan. Let's say I use two gamblers to get married in front of. Right? Somebody who gambles, not for now exactly what constitutes gambling, is Asur Midur Rabbanan. Asur Midur Rabbanan. Psuli Edom Midur Rabbanan. So we know that the marriage works there on a Daraisa level. So why, if you get married in front of Psula Eidim Midur Rabbanan, says the Ritva, the marriage works. Well, if you use money or something that's Asur Banan Midaraisa, and it's only Asur Midur Rabbanan to use a Shelo Kederach Hana'aso, does the marriage not work at all? So it says the Ritva, it's simple. Difference. In the case of giving Hana'ah, you have to give something that she can use. Lamaisa. Lamaisa. So what if it's Asar Daraisa or Darabanan? Lamaisa, she can't use it. So that's why the marriage is not going to work. But Psuli Edus, Mida Raisa, these are good kosher people. They're kosher Edus, Mida Raisa. So that's why it would work. Finally, one last point on the Mishnah, and that is another point in the Ritva and other Rishonim. That is, a number of these items, there's a mitzvah to burn. Mitzvah to burn these items. Kilaya Kerem. It says Tikdash. You have to burn it. And we Paskin call Hanisrafin Efron Mutter. Anything you have a mitzvah to burn, then the Efer, the ashes, are Mutter. Right? Anything you have to bury will be Asur forever. Anything you have to burn, you do it the mitzvah of burning it. The ashes are Mutter. So aren't the ashes, right? Let her burn it! Then she'll have a pruta. Right? So let's assume it's a pruta. So it says the Ritva. No, the answer is because it's Panam Chadashas Ba'alakan. You gave her these items. These items are worthless. When she changes them, so that's going to be something else. That's something else. The ashes are going to be something else. He didn't give that to her, and therefore it's going to be different. I saw here in the Ma'oris Dafayomi, they talk about using Arla for certain, for other usages. Like when you're throwing Arla fruit at a chasen and kala. Right, the post I'm talking about, and this for Bal Tashchus there, you only allowed to use hard pieces and not soft things that'll get mushed around. So is there an Isser Bal Tashchus by food that you're not allowed to eat anyway? Interesting, by Arla. And then he quotes, are you allowed to say Birchas Ilanos for at an Arla tree? Right, the Birchas Ilanos in Nissan, you're allowed to say at an Arla tree. So he quoted Poskin that said yes, because the real bracha is not on this tree. The Minhag has to say it at this tree, but really it's going on all trees. So therefore, and also even this tree is going to be mutter in a couple of years. Right, not this fruit, but this tree is going to be mutters, therefore it would be okay. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Be'or Lamin Olan. So we're going to go through the next blot and a half, two blot. We'll be going through each part of our Mishnah, proving where do you know it's Aser Bahana from in the Torah. Be'or Lamin Olan, Detanya, Arelim, Lo Yeyachel. Right, Arelim though, Arel, you're not allowed to eat. Ainli, Ela Isra Achila. I only know what's asked to eat. Hana Aminayin, how do I know that I can't get Hana from Arlo? Shalo Yehen Namimenu, that I can't get any benefit from it. Velo Yitzbabo, and I can't use it to color. What do you mean to color with? Rashi quotes that the peels of certain fruit have a strong dye inside of it. And Rashi quotes something we discussed last year in Mesechus Brachas, those of you who heard the Shiurim. Shomer Lepri is Kipri. So the peel of a fruit, which is called a shomer to the fruit, is like the fruit itself, and therefore is also asur ba'arla. That's a big topic. How much are fruit peels considered part of the fruit regarding hilchos arla, hilchos truma, hilchos brachas? What bracha do you say on chocolate-covered orange peels? Right? I never had one, but my talmidim, I remember, told me that they sell them in the fancy stores. So what bracha do you say on an orange peel? Right, Shomer Lepri Kapri. So is that regarding Hilchos Brachas? Is it unusual? Three shitas. Mishnah Berurah quotes three shitas. Merins are oranges. So the peels are merins. It quotes Ha'etz Hadamer Shahakol. Right, three different shitas. In the post of the Mishnah Berurah, passes the Ma'isa Shahakol because we're not sure what to do.
Chocolate covered.
That goes back to Moshe Tshuva about raisinets. Moses Shuva 30 years ago about raisinets. What bracha do you say on raisinets? So the Bechlal chocolate. What bracha do you say on chocolate? Or Shlomo Zalman says you say Bar Pri Eitz on chocolate. It grows on a cocoa bean. Cocoa bean, it grows. Or that's not the Minhag Olam, but Shlomo Zalman says you make a Eitz on chocolate. The Minhag Olam is to make a Shahakal on chocolate. So Ramosha Shailah would assume you make a Shahakal on chocolate. So what do you do? Because you have Eitz. You have an Eitz in the middle and a Shahakal on the outside. And you're supposed to make a Eitz first. So Ramosha says maybe you should eat a whole raisinette. After I haven't seen it in a while, whole raisinette and have kavana only on the raisinette and make a ha'etz. But if you do that, then you already ate the shakal and it was tough. See, as the whole thing, what are you supposed to do? Take a little bite of the chocolate, but then you make a shakal first before the ha'etz. Anyway, raisinettes is a big shiloh. Big shiloh, the Indian raisinettes. That's the tshuva. Okay, good. So again, you got to work it out. Every food. So how do you know you're not supposed to get hana from it? Believe so, and not color with it. Blow yadav wasn't there, or use it to light a candle. Tamaloma va'araltem arla so l'rav was a skulam. The double lashon includes everything regarding to arla. So arla is aser b'hana. B'kilaya kerem. How do you know kilaya kerem is aser b'hana? Minala na rechizkia. Damar kra pen tikdash pen tu kadesh pen tikdash. Maybe it's going to get holy. Means maybe you're going to have to burn it. Ravashi Amar pen yia kodesh. Maybe it's going to be kodesh, and that's the drasha. The Gemara says 1 minute. If that's the drasha, imat kodesh tofes as dam of yosel lechulin. If it's like hektish, then just like hektish, If you try to switch it with money, the kedusha switches and the hektish goes to chulin. Afkilei agamtov is the mavias of the chulin. She used to say it switches. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Forget this Ravashi. El machaber deke dechizkiya. Go back to chizkiya's first shot. Pen tiktash just means pen tukat esh. Period. Shara niskal minala. Shara niskal. How do we know? We're going to talk about shara niskal in the future. When exactly does the shara niskal become asur b'ana? Only after it's niskal. Before it's niskal. After the Gemara din, we'll talk about it. Minala minayin. Ditanya, because the Brisa says, Mimash b'shenemar sakol yisakel ashar. From the fact that it says you have to stone this ox. Eini yodea shenevela hi, benevela asur b'achila, so don't I know it's nevela? Right, nevela is an animal that died without shechita. That's the difference between trefa and nevela. Trefa is an animal that had proper shechita, but it had a different problem with it. It had a hole in the lung, something like that. Nevela is an animal that died without a proper shechita. You find a dead animal. Rabbi Ganak told us that Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel was the connection between nevela and trefa. Are they similar, one shemisur, two shemisurim? Reb Chaim has there's a piece on it written, but that was his bar mitzvah pshetel. Nevela and trefa. Wonder if his father helped him out there, the Beis HaLevi, or he thought of it himself. Okay, so says the Gemara. So once we know that the ox is stoned, you know he didn't get shechita, so you know it's nevela. And nevela is also to eat. So why does the Torah have to go out of its way to say, don't eat the meat? Obviously you can't eat the meat, it's nevela. Magid lacha to teach you, shem shachto lachash nekwadino asur bachila. Even if you had shecht it, instead of stoning it, it's still usur to eat. Bahana aminayin. How do I know that it's also usur bahana, which we're trying to prove in our Mishnah? Tamaloma, because the next phrase, ubal hashar naki. The owner of the ox will be clean. My mash, but what does that mean? Shimon ben Zoma omer, adam shomer lachaveiro, like somebody says to his friend, yatsa ploni naki minachasav. He went out clean from his possessions, meaning he's got nobody. He doesn't have anything. The ain lo bayam hanashaklum, he gets nothing out of it. That's what it means, ubal hashar naki. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. So what did we just prove? We just proved that Shor HaNiskal is Aser even Bahana. So Mimai Tahai Lo Yeachel is Besaro. And we just used that last pasuk. But how do we know that pasuk of Lo Yeachel is Besaro? Lehechad Shach Alachash Ningim Adina Hu Da'asa is coming to teach me that even after if you shecht it, it's Aser to eat. Dil Mehechad Shach Alachash Ningim Adina Shari. Maybe if you would shecht it would be Mutter. V'hal Lo Yeachel, and what's the Lo Yeachel pasuk teaching me? Hechad Sakli Miskal Hu Da'asa. It's coming to teach me if it's stoned. If it's stoned, it's Asr Bahana'a. Ukid Rabbi Yavo, Amr Abel Azar. Like Rabbi Yavo says, we had this back in Sachim. Dem Rabbi Yavo, Amr Abel Azar. Kol Makam Shenemra, Lo Ye'achel, Lo Socha, Lo Sochlu, Echad Isra Achil, Echad Isra Ana'a. Whenever it says, don't eat, or don't be eaten, Lo Se'achel, Lo Sochlu, it always includes automatically, not just an Isra of eating, but an Isra of benefiting. Achi Yifari Lecha Akasav, until the Torah goes out of its way and specifies a heter, Kederach Shapir Lecha Benevela, like it did by Nevela. Why? Because by Nevela, the Torah says, don't eat it, but you're allowed to give it to a guy. So what do you mean? Obviously, what do I have to need the heter of? You're allowed to give it to a guy. If it's only us for me to eat, obviously I can give it to a guy. It must be, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Avahu, that once the Torah says don't eat it, it really automatically includes you can't get benefit from it. Until the Torah goes out of its way to say, you know, you're allowed to give it to a guy, you're allowed to get benefit from it. The Gemara there in Psachim had a whole blot and a half figuring out all the time that says Lo Sochal in the Torah. Does it really mean automatically in Nisarana? It works through it. So ask the Gemara here. So maybe Lo Yachel by the Shor HaNiskal case means it's coming to teach me not in Isar HaNa'a by a Shor HaNiskal, but an Isar to eat it even after if you would shecht it. So Gemara says, no. Hani mili hechad nafkal an Isar Achila mi Lo Yachel. When could we say that it might allude to an Isar HaNa'a? That's only if everything is being learned from the word of a verb of achila. Hacha isra achila misaka yisaka nafka. But here, where do we learn the isra achila from? For the fact that it's stoned. If it's stoned, it's a nevela, and therefore you can't eat it. If it's just coming to teach me isra ana, dechsiv nechtov kra lo yane. If it's only talking about hana, let it say lo yane, because you don't need it to include achila. So it must be then that it's dafka achila teaching me. Teaching me if I eat it after it is shechted. Inami, or the Gemara says, Lo Yachel, or it says Lo Yachel, Espesaro Lamadli. What's the exaphrative phrase of Espesaro? Avagav, the Shechti, Kein Basar, Aser. Even though if I shechted it like Basar, it is Aser. I'll wait till tomorrow. We'll talk about the S's. Tomorrow is a Shimon or Nechemyah Amsuni case. As we'll see, one of my favorites. Maskav Lamar Zutra, let's finish up. My Zutra asks, Va'ei Mahani Milechad Debadak Tzur, Veshachad Ba, maybe the only time it is Aser to eat. And Aser Bana is if you took a rock and you sharpened it and you shechted with it. The Mexican skila, because that looks like skila, right? You're using a rock. So that's where it's Aser Bana. Aval shachti v'sakin lo. Maybe if you shechted it with a knife, so that's nothing to do with skila, and therefore it would be mutter. So Gemara says, no, 2 points. Number one, midi sakin b'raisak siv. Do you have to even use a knife? What's shchita? Shchita is with any sharp item. Doesn't mean you don't have to use a knife. Well, chachila to use a knife. We use knives because any sharp item. So first of all, it doesn't say it in the Torah. Va'od, it doesn't say it in the Mishnayos. Tanya, the Brisa says in Chulin, Bakol Shoftin. It's also the first Mishnah, the second Tarek. Bakol Shoftin. Bein Betzur, Bein Beschuchas, Bein Bekarmurom, Mishalkana. You could use a rock. You could use a piece of glass. You could use a sharp reed. Right, anything you could use. Therefore, there's no havamina to be machalik. Shchita is shchita. Period. You might say that this line is also alluding to the fact that shchita might not be a mitzvah. It's a matir, and if it's a matir, discussion between the Rambam and the Raivin in Hilchas in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So then maybe it doesn't matter how you do the matir. A matir is a matir. A mitzvah might have a lachachil and a bit the other way of doing things, but a matir, just get it done. Right. So therefore, that could be what's behind this line as well. That's what the Raivin says. You shouldn't count it. Maybe you shouldn't count it as a mitzvah. Because it's just a matir. So maybe we'll start with that discussion tomorrow. We'll stop here. And tomorrow we'll talk more about Nechemiah Hamsuni, or Shimon Hamsuni, and Tzipari Mitzora, and Petach Hamar, Seir Nazir, all different items. Bez Hashem. As we close in, only a couple of weeks left to Seder Nashim. To Seder Nashim in the Daf, before we start the Babis. Yeah.